And we will have a full financial review at the annual meeting and probably have a copy of it prior to for us to review. Well, I was talking to you because you said you sent him an email about it, asking for it.
Oh.
And I asked him about it today on the phone too, and he was traveling, but he said he would have it for us next.
From what I understand, he just got out. Up there on the top, the hybrid.
You talking about?
We're talking about two different companies.
Oh, gee, okay, never mind.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Brent's traveling today.
Okay, yeah, he's in Mayo.
Minnesota. So do I have a motion to file their treasury report for audit?
Motion to file the treasury report as presented.
Second.
Welcome, everybody. We got a full fill-up crowd last minute there. We've got some time here towards the end for other business. Does anybody have any business they're bringing before the board tonight outside of our normal agenda? Okay.
I talked to Brent about this, and I've been trained on the use of the factor, the front-end loader, which I have hundreds of hours of experience because I've worked on a farm for a number of years. I'm wondering, the road around the settling basin is extremely bad on the south side, and I'm wondering if I'll donate my time and services to just take some of the dirt from the dirt there and fill
in some of the ruts and stuff like that.
Another road has appeared, of course, to the
sure.
to the north of the road that was there, which it's pretty close to the berm. So if the board is okay with it, I would, one of these nice days, kind of like today, just go out there and start filling in. Eventually, I think might need some rock on at least.
Yeah, we might have to do something to divert the water. I mean, the majority of the water on the heavy rains goes into the sediment pond, right, which is by design, but there has been wash off coming over and it's threatened some of that out, washing it out.
Most of the washout comes from like where the dirt is.
Pile is.
And it just,
yeah, it was you never, probably see it from
never terraced or anything.
You probably see it from your place pretty easy when it's raining. There.
But the road is pretty bad. So it is going to take.
We probably want to define is that a road?
Well, that's where I was going to go. We've discussed this before, and it was really never intended to be a road. It's a path that we've used to access that. And it's basically gotten enough use that it's turned into a road. And then because of the ruts, people are now driving in the grass, which just, you know, makes a bigger issue. But
I don't know. It doesn't have to be fixed.
I don't have a problem
needs
with
terror.
It.
It needs to be terrorist.
Well, we're going to have to do something to divert the water, but that's
you need to have a crown in there.
That's one more thing to add to the list of many things. Yeah, I personally would have no problem with you doing that. You're donating your time.
Basically, it'll be the cost of the fuel to run.
Yeah. Anybody have an issue with that?
Yeah, I saw a few of the places. There's one out by where the pickup. A couple holes up there, and I might bring them.
We've got a couple potholes on the top road too, but we're going to address that here hopefully in a minute in the meeting. We've got a plan for that. So
one other thing that has occurred to me that I don't think the board has ever discussed. I think there's a real need for some kind of a guardrail as you go on Elbow Ridge Drive, you go down to the lowest spot where that giant 2 foot pipe comes out where the creek comes in there, the lowest part as you're going.
Are you
up.
Talking about the first dip you go through or the second?
Second. It'd be as you're coming up to Moore's house.
I know what you're talking about.
If somebody drives off of that and it's not, would not be hard to drive off there. There's nothing to stop them. It's a 30 foot drop.
Yeah.
It's all rock.
If you look at the first dip, we've piled, we used to have a guardrail kind of half-assed. It wasn't even a guardrail, it's just post. We piled rock along there to keep, because we did have a member went off that.
That
was killed. So, you know, that's something, again, we could add that to our list of stuff, you know, down the road.
I think it would be good because it would be real easy for someone to be a little distracted in a car or a side-by-side or a vehicle, and it would not be a good situation. Even if we just did some posts and then pile some rock up. It would be better than
what it is today. Yeah, I think it's something we could possibly look at doing on a spring work day or something like that. You know, slick roads are probably the worst time of year.
Yes.
We'll make a mental note of that. That hasn't been brought up before.
That's also very narrow.
The deal out there around that sediment pond we've talked about many times, but we just haven't, nobody's done anything with it yet. So if you feel like filling some of the ruts, I don't think there'll be any issue with that. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move on. WTC update, really don't have anything new to provide. I want to try to get a good update before the annual meeting so I can present to the membership. If nothing else, maybe a percentage of completion. We're only 2 weeks out from the annual meeting. I don't think they're even halfway done. I mean, there's phases to this. They're putting in the lines along the roads and installing the boxes. And from what I've seen so far, it looks like they're doing a really nice, clean job so far. So I'll try to get a better update before the annual meeting. And then there'll be a phase two where they actually run the line and houses. So I'll try to get a little more detail on that for the annual meeting. Equipment update, I'm just going to take that off the list, Dean, because I think we've already answered that. All the trucks are back and everything's working and we're good to go. Okay, I kept that on the agenda, but now that we're good, I'm going to probably take that off going forward unless something else comes up. As far as new business, we got the annual meeting Sunday, January 14th. I'll probably start working on the presentation and reach out to a few of you. Are we able to get Boy Scouts at all for like the
deal? I'll see. I'm not sure. We'll be in touch.
Oh, you won't be here?
I'm not confident at all. That's what I was in saying.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not, you know.
Well, it's not the end of the world.
I'll see what I can do.
Always do.
Yeah, I was already online.
And I've basically got my presentation from last year, so it'll just be a matter of following that plan. I'll have an agenda to you guys probably within about a week. In case there's anything I'm overlooking or forgetting, so.
I know they are. I just haven't looked, but the minutes from the last year's annual meeting, are they out there on the?
Because it hasn't been approved.
The last year's annual meeting?
No, because they get approved at this year's annual meeting.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the draft?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
If you could get those back out to us, that'd be helpful.
Yeah.
Well, I'll more to follow on that. I'll keep you guys updated as a group as I get closer on that. Newsletter, Jennifer had expressed her need to do some other thing, her time to go elsewhere, that she wasn't going to be able to continue to do the newsletter. She is going to continue to do the entryway sign for now. I had spoken to both you, Lori, and Reese about maybe teaming up on this. Jennifer was going to show up tonight. She's got a flash drive with the documents and all our artwork and stuff, the template for the newsletter. So one way or another, we'll get that to you.
Yeah, you can get it, Teresa. I'll help her.
It'll be a combined effort probably between the 30 of us, because I was working with Jennifer each month. She would come to the meetings and then I would just send her things that needed to be in there, and it worked out real well. Should be a piece of cake. I mean, she's using a Word document. If we can use Word or PowerPoint or whatever you guys got. I'll get with you guys on that when we get a little closer.
There's a couple of reporters on each side of the lake.
That would make some of that one on each side.
We probably have plenty of reporters. But we were doing every other month. She was doing even months. So February, April, however it works out. Yeah. That works out good because that gets one out in June prior to the 4th of July deal. So upper road maintenance. At the last meeting, actually I wasn't at the last meeting, at one of the previous meetings, we discussed getting some rock, and Randy reached out to Kelly on some rock, and Kelly come back with a proposal for them to actually do the road for us, and it come back looked very favorable. I talked to Kelly a couple times about this. He's been out here multiple times over the last couple weeks looking it over again just to make sure we're on the same page, and I have a proposal here from Kelly from Byers Construction, actually installation of basically reworking the road. They're going to come in with a road grader, a skid loader, and a dump truck, and they're going to come in and they're actually cut a ditch on that road. They're going to build a crown, And then they're going to come back in with road rock. So he's estimating 5 loads of 1.25 road rock at $351.90 a load. Total price, this was without the rock. This is just labor and equipment, is $3,317.50. So with the rock, we're estimating roughly $5,000. I talked to him today. He's got some other rock that he says might work, that might save us a little money, but there might be a little extra material, and he wants to build a better crown. I would ask that we approve the $6,000 budget, and with the expectation we'll probably come in well under that. But we'd like to get that approved so that we can be able to move forward with that as they are able to work it into their schedule here over the next couple of months and ahead of the rain in April and May.
So they're going to dig the ditch on the hillside?
They're going to take the grow grader and cut a ditch.
Cut a ditch on the hillside.
At the same time, they'll be crowning the road. So
where will the runoff?
It'll follow the ditches. They're going to fix the ditches so that it follows and goes where it's supposed to be. The stuff is the ditch structure and the tubes are where they need to be.
Right.
The problem is the ditches, there is no ditch. So it just runs across the road once it gets to certain points. He did talk about a couple tubes that we may have to clean out, stuff like that. But, you know, that's all stuff separate from this. But they would come in and cut that road and fix it, crown it, and then they would put rock on it.
For approximately $6,000 or less.
Yeah, probably less. So we were looking at $5,000 doing it ourselves, and this is them coming in with the right equipment
doing everything.
And the operators. So
it's a deal.
I make a motion we approve Myers Construction coming in and doing that.
Okay. For $6,000.
That's second.
Okay. Good for $6,000.
All those in favor?
Aye. All right.
So approved. Let him know. Property tax review. So this is something that's new that's just popped up in the last couple of days. There's a letter that I handed you guys, and I'm just going to highlight it. I'm not going to read it word for word. It's a really nice put together letter that Tom Hood put together, but it's basically asking for a reassessment of property tax for the entire community of Lake Elville. And he has some really good points here, basically where we're kind of a unique community. Road and infrastructure, nearly 5 miles of upkeep on streets, sidewalks, curbs, maintenance of private sewage systems, management of culverts and ditch work, installation and upkeep of road speed signs and stop signs, all things that the county would provide if we were anywhere there. Safety and environmental services, so the snow removal, ice treatment, operation, maintenance, street lights, installation, maintenance, fire hydrants within our neighborhood. Not only represents a financial commitment, but also the safety and capabilities in case of a fire emergency. This brought up a second question to me, and that was, do we own the fire hydrants? And when was the last time they were checked or maintained and tested? And does the rural fire department do that? Well, I found out today, Rural Water District actually owns those, and they test them once a year. The one on this side of the lake was just tested last month because they had to use it for something. So that was good information to know. So it's not something we have to worry about, but it is in there. So this letter might have to be addressed up just a little bit. Environmental stewardship, waterway management. So maintenance and oversight of the local waterways, including the dam and the spillway. Annual testing of water and runoff to ensure safety and environmental integrity. Benefiting not only us, but those downstream, and dam integrity testing to ensure safety for those downstream. So basically his point here is that we're doing all this at our own expense and our own time for the sake of not only us, but everybody around us, including the county. And then he goes on to talk about the self-sufficiency of the lake and asking for equity and taxation. And he used some comparative analysis to like Timber Creek, which is a HOA. But receives help from the county for their streets, snow removal, et cetera. And just asking for consideration that we be, you know, because currently I believe we're in the same tax levy or rated at the same tax mill levy as Timber Creek. So I really liked what he put together here. He did a really nice job of putting it together. It's worded well. I think he probably has some experience doing this in his world with his dealerships, but I wanted to get this in front of you guys and see what you thought. My thought is if we were to do this, I would consider combining it with a petition that we could have here at the annual meeting for members to sign and include that with a letter sent to the county asking for a reevaluation of our tax assessment. But ideas, comments, and this is open to the member, to the.
Basically, he's protesting. You're going to say you're protesting your tax.
Yes.
There's really nothing the county could do. They can't go into one separate area and say your taxes are lower. I should have to make sure. I mean, to me, asking the county to do something would maybe be something that would be feasible.
We've done that, and at least in my experience, when we've done that, we've been pretty much headed off at a dead end with it. You guys are a private community. You're on your own. As simple as replacement stop signs for this posts up here, when we got our stop signs stolen, we asked for a replacement stop sign and they said, no, sorry, that's on you. But Jim tells me they'll happily write us a ticket for running that stop sign.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was, for me, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
I would have fought.
I don't think it hurts to ask, but I'm curious to know more about what you say, because I'm not. I know people protest their taxes all the time, but maybe not from a whole community.
Situation, be careful what you ask. Because if they come in and do a review, there's some people's property taxes may go up.
Well, I think we did that a couple years ago because somebody did that, brought a bunch of attention to our boat docks. And so that's kind of already been done, I think.
They review this all the time. That's why Tom, I'm sure, is complaining.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he probably, he does it. I think for him, it's probably habit because he does it probably every year for his businesses and then probably got his tax bill for his house. But I'll speak from personal experience. My house has doubled in 5 years. It goes up 20-25% every year. And it's ridiculous. And, you got no more to show for it. And the value of it hasn't doubled.
Yeah, that's just like my single lot up there. It's. When I first got here, it's almost $12,000 a year now, just for a lot.
The value
of it.
Yeah. My empty lots went up tremendously after Tom built his house. Not his fault, but yeah. But my house and my five lots have went up 25% the last 4 or 5 years.
I don't think petition would hurt. I don't know if the county even really has any ability to change the tax rate or structure or whatever. For I might have to just talk to somebody that does this kind of stuff, like an attorney.
Right. And I did talk to Brent today about possibly going and speaking to our attorney about this and letting him review this before we submitted it, just to get his feedback.
Before you send it to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we want to follow the right process rather than, just piss them off and then they don't work with us and because we didn't follow the process correctly or something. So, yeah. Okay. Well, this all happened in the last probably 24 to 48 hours. And so I scrambled to get it here tonight, but I didn't want to get it in front of everybody. If we do decide to do a petition, the annual meeting works out well just because we have our largest head count of people here at once. Even if we only got 40 signatures, that's, basically half of the membership or a little over half of the membership that lives here. So, okay, perfect. We'll move on from that and keep everybody posted as if we're able to make any progress. Clubhouse shelter house update. As far as construction update, we're working with Riley Construction DNR. DNR did give us a quote. Riley Construction has not given us an official quote, but I can tell you that we were at $100,000 for a basic shelter house without any stonework. And I don't know whether that included electrical or not. He never gave us the final. The DNR came in. And of course, I'm going to go find it on my phone now. those. So we originally had talked to them about these arch trusses like are in here, and they basically pushed back, said this would be really hard to find and may not and most likely couldn't do anything. He actually did come up with them and came back with a quote with these type of beams for $76,000. Standard, like we were talking about, standard scissor type roof trusses. Where we could, they would finish it out in like pine or, you know, mostly be cedar posts and finish out with pine that we could stain and it would look nice. We're down around 51,000. So, and that's no, that is concrete included, no electrical. And that's 40 by 26 and that's 10 foot tall posts. So it would come up over the top of the clubhouse and overlap the roof. Cedar fascia, soffit ceiling materials, and a shingle roof. So that's cedar. Cedar pretty much everything, which, you know, is going to give us a longevity.
Second quote was it what?
51,560. So 76,000 with these type of trusses, 51,560 with what I would call traditional type trusses that we would probably, you know, end up basically closing in. That's with a shingle roof, no electrical, no staining, and no stonework. So with the 51,560, I think, you know, if that was a route we ended up going, I do have two more guys to call that are more individual that I want to call that run it by them just to kind of see what kind of estimates, if they'll give us an estimate. We got plenty of time, but we're getting closer to where the number I think needs to be.
Yeah.
Still sounds like a lot for shelter house, but. At least we're dealing with a reputable company that we're getting a good
product. Definitely outgrowing it.
Yeah. Well, and the whole point is to give us an outdoor area that, you know, to give us opportunity, to give us a protection from the weather if we've got events and stuff going on. All right. Any questions on that? Donations and matching funds. Like I said, we're up over 6,700 so far with the deal. How are you guys doing on your raffle?
We've sold 35 tickets, which is $3,500. You take the $1,100 off, you know, to pay for the membership. So right now we're profiting $2,400. I do have more tickets than anybody.
So just so everybody in here knows.
I've got a couple people that.
Yeah, actually, if your chances are really good, the more you buy.
Yeah.
it works just like the 50-50 pot. But just so everybody knows, Dee and Karen are doing, they're selling chances for $100, and we're going to give away a membership. A dues at the annual meeting, which is $1,100 value.
$1,100, you still have to pay your sets.
Right. Just to dues.
$1,100.
So that's, you know, it's a great deal, and you guys are doing an awesome job. Thank you. So that's been a big help.
A lot of people out there are really excited about it.
So we also have the personalized bricks that we're planning on kicking off at the annual meeting. $100, I believe, for a brick like that. Is that correct? You got all the information of it.
$100 a brick.
A brick.
For people.
People.
And then
you want to pass that.
Now, I do know this was all discussed at a committee meeting. Did we ever do any discussion of it at a board meeting as far as business and all that kind of stuff? We should have probably done that tonight, but Brent's not here. I'd really like him to be here. We can just,
that would make a double size.
Right.
So. We
had discussed. I think where Brent just wanted to stick with one size so that everything.
So that it's uniform. I showed him an example. We did one for a city where I came from. They did a similar deal and they had to build framework to put it in. And they had like two different sized stones. It kind of looked, yeah, it looked crappy, honestly, I thought. And it had art, it had words and then it had artwork and it.
We're going strictly words.
Strictly words, no artwork.
We figured that we could get 600 or 800 bricks between the sidewalk and where we're going to
ride
the concrete and have it right there.
So we've got about
more members.
So we've only got 100, a little over 100 members.
Yeah, but you can buy them for the children.
We plan on buying two of them, and we have people that don't live here that want to buy a couple. already, so.
They're related, family, yeah.
A lot of them might be memoriam.
Yes.
Yes, I actually, we have a couple of members that have passed away that we're just, that we're planning to buy them for, so.
Bricks are $100 a brick?
With the three lines of lettering, I believe, included. They cost us, I think they cost us like $25 or something. So keep in mind, we'll have all those bricks, but there'll be bricks with names on them, and then there'll be plain bricks. And then later on, if somebody wants to buy a brick, we'll be able to swap them out. And then at least more than likely, we talked about separating with some concrete walkways going to the shelter house, and then you'll be bricks on each side of that. So, and again, that's all stuff we can figure out later. It's actually, I think it's laser etched into it. And it's.
They said it was a lifetime.
Lifetime warranty on a brick, and yeah. And then we would have some installation expense, which we have a member that could possibly install them, or we have a couple of local companies that could.
Where they'll be located, there won't be.
Right, that's the whole point of putting the, yeah, putting the concrete walkways in and then using this in the more or less traveled areas. So, additional activities, one of the things that we had discussed was like a spaghetti feed. I mean, I don't know if anybody's here that was on that committee.
Jen and Jeff were feeling that, I'm not sure. Sharon said nothing to me.
We talked like February timeline, so we'll try to figure that out if we can get stuff put together yet this spring or year. And then we've got a spring activity we're talking about, a cookout barbecue with games and that with multiple fundraisers involved in that. So on, anybody have anything else that I'm forgetting?
No, we talked about doing a spring turkey shoot with barbecue stuff.
Okay.
If you wanted to.
Meats and that instead of turkeys and hams. That'd be fun. Spring turkey season.
I'm doing it in that.
Dave, can I bring up one? It's not really an event, but it's something that has occurred to me as one of the newer members. Has the club or the lake ever done a pictorial directory? What I'm thinking about is what many churches do.
So have you seen the history?
I've seen the history and I bought them.
Is it something like that you're talking about?
No, it's not really. It's just a pictorial. Just think of what your church, I don't know, our church used to do one every 3 years. And, you know, I would like to be able to put faces with names and be able to, I used to do that with our church director. I'd come home from church and I'd look up, oh, that's who that is. I recognize people by their face, but I didn't by their name. And maybe a little short, you know, I lived here since so-and-so.
Right.
Normally, the photographers, the companies will come in and they'll do that with no charge, hoping to sell some, maybe some pictures. If you do it that way.
Right.
I mean, there's another way to do it, which is to just go around and somebody take the pictures.
I'm not against it by any means. I think our biggest challenge is just volunteerism of getting somebody to do it, put it together, and that we tried. Update the history book, and we didn't really get that pulled off, you know, or we haven't yet. I think there's still a chance we could do that still. That's our biggest, in my opinion, that's our biggest shortfall is just having the people to do it and put it together.
Yeah, I just, like I said, for a newer member, and I think to kind of get that esprit de corps where people could look at and say, oh, okay, here's, that's who that is.
Right.
And that's where they live. It would be helpful.
I found the history book interesting.
The same thing as the membership, but not putting a picture next to one. I don't think a picture is necessary.
Well, it is to me because I see people and I recognize their face, but I don't know their name.
Right. And I think the biggest deal there for most of us is just.
I just go home and look in the directory and I say, oh, that's who.
Right.
Who's not going.
I think here are for most people, I'll try to speak for most people, I think it's just getting involved in the activities and coming to the events.
I'd sell raffles and get to learn to meet everyone.
Yeah, you can get on the next door to our raffles.
And you can't get away. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea by any means. And I found a lot of value in the history book just for that reason, because there's a lot of people in there that I knew that aren't even alive anymore, you know, and to be able to read their little story was quite unique and honestly it's, you know, come in handy a couple different times.
Well,
Well, I'll see if I can find, figure out a way.
If you've got an example or something, bring it back to another board meeting and we can discuss. It'd be just like I said, it'd be a matter of finding volunteers to do it. So. Any other business before the board? I know Russ, I talked to you briefly yesterday. I did talk to Kelly today about that. And do you want me to touch on it, where what we talked about, or do you want to?
I got two questions. Like, what do we want to put on that? They did a great job cleaning up under those. I was like ready to start going and cut it all up. So.
The clearing, all the brush. Yeah, they're not done yet. And that was the thing I was going to ask Dean. They're still coming back.
Yeah.
So they're not done with that.
They're doing a great job.
Yeah. And they're doing some of that too. Their deal was they cut it down and they'd haul it off. Well, we're going to have to tort on the brush and the trees after they cut them, when they're finished cutting them. We've talked about a couple different options on ground covering, everything from just grass seed to Kelly mentioned something today to me that he uses, that he recommended. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but it.
Bed, you know.
Yeah.
When you get it started, it'll be great covering.
Does it require maintenance?
No maintenance, but it's invasive.
Invasive.
It's very invasive.
Is it going to spread into neighborhood lawns?
You'll have to spray again to kill it.
Yeah. So I talked to Kelly about that. I actually.
You have to mow and it does.
Another nature.
And it really blocks out. Eventually, you're not going to get even a little tree growing underneath there. He said it. He talked to you about the ditch looks good. It's draining good.
Yeah, we talked about building possibly a little bit of a structure around that drain. I think it's that drain and even out the rack, cleaned out.
Well, it's the one, like, they've got two pipes on that triangle lot of, what's the thing? So, one at the north end, one at the south end. The north end doesn't need much, but it's the south end that.
Most everything I talked to him about was up on the road, on the east side of the road.
Right, on the south too. Well,
I actually have it on next month's agenda. I did put a piece on it. I didn't know if we would.
The only other question I got is, to get a dock, you just got to bring a set of plans in, or you even need to do that? I've got my posts in the ground. I'm going to order the dock. So what do I?
Yeah, you just need to bring the drawing, showing us where it sits, or what it's. It's going to sit on where it's going to be located, the measurements. You brought up something else, though, that I did want to touch on because I've been meaning to do it at the last several board meetings and I haven't. About a year ago, we talked briefly about like fishing structures on the dam, and we came to the conclusion we don't want to do anything. We don't want to drill into the dam or put anything like that. Randy and I have talked about it. I've talked to Brent. I've talked to a couple other people. I don't remember who all, but we've talked about doing natural fishing ledges, and that means we get some extra rock from one of these projects and that. Kelly's got a bunch of junk rock and pouring a couple pads just out of rock along the bottom of the dam. And then he's got big flat limestone stones, like steps, like what you'd use to build steps, maybe placing one or two of them along the face of the dam where you could walk down and have a flat spot to fish, and maybe doing two of those on the dam, one on each side of the drain tube. It'd be natural. It'd be rock. It wouldn't be any structure. It would be no holes drilled into the dam. No, you wouldn't be.
So it'd be like at the bottom of the dam.
Yeah, you would walk down the dam, and the rock would mostly the loose rock would go into the water to build a pad, and then those big flat rocks would just sit on top of them. They're heavy enough. They're just gonna sit. They're not gonna move. But that gives you a spot where one or two people walk. Anybody, I mean, this is something we'll bring up at another board meeting, but because we'll prove the process, probably something maybe this spring we could do, maybe. But
you work with Kelly again, I sure can.
Well, we've already talked to him, and from about that, and he's basically told us to go there to the big fly rocks, just go take your, just go pick out which one. So it'd be more about just having a piece of equipment and an operator here someday, a mini hoe with a tooth bucket,
I don't know about a mini hoe with a big rock.
I can say big rock.
It's gonna be a bigger size one. I already talked to Mark, and Mark says not a problem. He could bring a bigger hoe with a with a bucket with the thumb on it. And then because really the others, you're just going to dump the rock down there and then you're going to just kind of spread it out a little bit. And then you're just going to set the big flat rocks down on top of that. So it would be a pretty easy deal and it'd be natural and we wouldn't be taken away from the structure of the dam any way, shape or form. So, and we would have to stay away from the spillway, obviously. Anyway, we'll talk about that more. I just wanted to get it in front of you guys to think about. That way we can talk about
it. You want back to the crown bits. You want to get a hold of a nursery or Bluebell or somebody that does that, not to do it, but just get an opinion. How do you want
to? We can do that over the next month or two. Yeah, April. We want to have it, trying to have something done by April, you know, is kind of our goal so that we get it before the rains and that. So, yeah, I mean, we can. Kelly acted like he had it or knew where to get it. Not sure. Doesn't use it. Sounds like he uses it.
State Department used to use it all the time. It's still a base. They just quit using it.
I'll ask him. I'll be talking to him about this other deal, so I'll ask him about it. He just brought it up briefly.
It's in the sun. It'll grow out of the sun. But anyway, we won't have to mess with it. I mean, it'll always be clear. Yeah. Nice.
Really, really, we need something to keep the erosion down so it ain't just washing out the road.
The grass up and you're gonna have to hire somebody to come along and over to that.
Okay, very good. Well,
sure.
Anybody have anything else or just need a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Perfect. 7:16.